Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, you know, I don't know. Whenever I was a television news anchor, we'd rush out every study that landed in the inbox, right? New study on this or that, or the one on alcohol that came out a couple weeks ago. Any alcohol is poison. You shouldn't do it. Could cause cancer, blah, blah, blah. And stocks dropped for all the major liquor companies in America when that news came out. And now there's news that, well, maybe it's not that bad. Maybe moderate drinking could actually help some people. What is one to believe? I don't know. We have Dr. Matt Chalmers on the phone this morning. He works in health and vitality and all of that great field. And Dr. Chalmers, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
You're a healthy living expert. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So does that include drinking alcohol or not?
Well, it depends a lot on the person and how much.
Okay.
So, you know, everything's really kind of tied to an individual person. So this study is kind of an interesting position because it puts a lot of where a lot of stuff in the world is how much and for who.
Yeah, when the study came out and it basically drew the conclusion that no amount of alcohol is good for you, that seemed to be painting with a broad brush, because for years you were told, a glass of red wine or two a week can help you with this or that. I mean, I don't know. Has the position changed that much?
It really hasn't. So what we're talking about, and a lot of people who have been drinking, one a day can relate to this. When you have that, when you're done with the day and the craziness of the day, and you start to take that one drink, whether it's a glass of wine or your scotch, whatever it is, and you take it and you go, and you can just feel the day wash off you. You can feel yourself kind of unwind. What that is you shifting from neurologically from sympathetic, which is fight, flight, freeze, back to parasympathetic, which is resting, digesting. That neurologic change controls a lot of things in your body, and it is really, really important we make that change. So that first drink is really, really good for you, but on the other side of it, we continue to do that. Alcohol is received by our body as a poison, and so it does create some issues in excess.
Moderation, right? I mean, at the end of the day.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Yeah. We saw that you just did a podcast the other day about processed foods. And I talk a lot about that because we've heard RFK Jr. and a number of people talking about these seed oils and how dangerous they are, the preservatives, the chemicals. I mean, red dye number 3 that thankfully the FDA just banned. What's your take on this? Because we spend so much money on healthcare here in the United States and we're incredibly unhealthy.
Well, the thing is that, and this is one of the things I love about RFK is kind of coming, riding this wave of a lot of Americans are very angry with where we are health-wise right now, and we recognize these poisons that are in our food, and we're trying to get them out. So what's really, really nice is that we're starting to get more and more research. The censorship is starting to drop on a lot of this stuff, and so we're able to start recognizing how bad these processed foods are for us and how much. Basically, this is the way I tell everybody, the more man messes with stuff, the worse it gets for you.
Right.
You know, I guess my question, and we're talking to Dr. Matt Chalmers, who's a healthy living expert. My question for that is, how do we unwind that? Like a couple years ago, we traveled to Italy with my daughter who has a gluten allergy, but she was able to eat the pasta and everything in Italy because it's made differently. Is it even possible to unwind this in America to get back to that?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It is. It just is. Anything is possible if we're willing to do the work. That's the first thing we always have to remember. So, like, one of the reasons that we have gluten issues here, but not other places in the world, is we hybridized our wheat so that it has 300% more protein or 300% more gluten than other places. So, if you're sensitive to gluten and you're eating 3 times the normal amount, it's going to present in a much more aggressive way. So when you go to Italy and you eat the wheat that has no glyphosate on it and it doesn't have as much gluten, it's a lot easier for people. So if we recognize this is where we want to go, we just have to make it as a market change, say we want these things and the market will adapt to us and the government will sooner or later adapt to that as well.
How long do you think that'll take? Like, do you think RFK really can make some traction, assuming that he's confirmed? Because surely these big food companies are pushing back, like Kellogg's and all these companies that put this crap in our food. They're paying big bucks for their lobbyists to try to say, don't do this.
You know, yes, I think he can. The only reason that RFK would be successful is if the rest of us get behind him and back him. Because think of it this way. You know, 10 years ago, there weren't any gluten-free things on the shelves. There weren't keto stuff on the shelves. Because the market, the people have demanded it, and we're willing to spend our money on it, and we're talking about it, the market has shifted, and so we've gotten these products in. So if RFK says we should get rid of this thing, and we all go, okay, cool, and we start buying the things that doesn't have it in it, one, it's easier for the government to then say, see, we need to move this way. But it's also easier for people making the product to go, oh, okay, we're not going to make money if we poison people, but we will make money if we don't poison them. And that's going to how the shift really needs to happen.
It's a great point. We're talking to Dr. Matt Chalmers. You can follow him if you're on the X at Dr. Chalmers 1, the numeral 1. Here's a question for you. I've seen some stuff that's gone viral recently with Mel Gibson claiming he's had a couple of friends, you know, saved from cancer by taking ivermectin. I saw you made some comments on that in a podcast the other day. What's the truth about that?
So we're starting to see, again, as the censorship's starting to fall, we're starting to see a lot more research come out. So fenbendazole and ivermectin have been used now in the alternative world for cancer function for a while, and we're starting to see really good results from it. So, for instance, fenbendazole breaks down the microtubule function that cancer uses to grow, so it slows the cancer growth down enough the body can actually kill it. there's a lot of parasitic infections people have that are radically reducing our health and our ability to fight. The ivermectin helps knock those things out. And so we end up getting kind of a two-prong approach to getting the body healthier. And as the body gets healthier, the body can fight off the cancer better. And so that's where we're seeing the benefit of the cancer.
But we don't, I mean, we don't have independent evidence of whatever Mel was talking about. It's just, that was his opinion he was suggesting there, you think?
We do actually have research on both ivermectin. Ivermectin won the Nobel Prize in medicine, I want to say in 2016, for its ability for curing tropical diseases.
Yes.
So there's a lot of research on ivermectin. Fenbendazole has been around for a little bit. We do have research on it, like I said, breaking down the microtubule formation. So there is clinical research on it. It's just not being used in high enough quantities for us to say, oh, hey, we had 1,000 people in this study that all got better or all got worse or whatever from it. But I guarantee you those studies are being taken place right now.
Yeah. Dr. Chalmers, tell people where they can hear your podcast that you're doing all the time.
Yeah, it's Dr. Chalmers, the number one. It's on Facebook, Instagram, and it's on X. We try to make as much stuff on X as possible because when I went over how to fix COVID a couple of years ago, it was not received well from the social media community.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yep, I'll bet. In the pillarsofwellness.com, is that your website?
Yes, sir. Pillarsofwellness.com, and the book is also Pillars of Wellness.
Excellent. Hey, Dr. Chalmers, thanks for your time today.
Anytime. Thank you.
You bet. Interesting conversation there with him on that because, you know, I've been a proponent of ivermectin and its many uses even during COVID, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I took ivermectin.
It's what got me banned from YouTube when they were banning people with thoughts that they didn't want to hear because we had on people like my friend Dr. Stephen Crawford down in Jefferson County, who was talking about the tremendous success he had treating elderly people with COVID, the great success rate of survivability if they were treated quickly enough. But if you went to one of the medical centers here in St. Louis County, for example, like I went to my medical doctor up here and said, if I start to get COVID, will you prescribe ivermectin for me? And he said, no, it's not part of our protocol. Mm-hmm. You couldn't get it in St. Louis County.
Yep.
I had to go to a individual pharmacy, a private pharmacy, not private, but an independent pharmacy in Jefferson County to get it when I was diagnosed. And the difference was immediate.
Isn't that pathetic?
They were
not the individual doctor, but as a system, they were denying
yes.
people a medicine that was helping people. That really grinds my gears.
How many more lives might have been saved?
Yeah, you have to ask the question. To his point, he talked about, you know, I asked the question, will we actually see change under RFK, assuming he's confirmed? And he's saying, well, really, we dictate that. If we demand this as consumers, you will see a shift. And it's funny because I was thinking after he said that, you know, I've been noticing more products are saying no seed oils. People weren't really talking about the danger of seed oils until pretty recently. I mean, we've heard about it, but it's really been blown up recently. And so for a company to use that as kind of a marketing tactic to get someone to buy their product, that would catch my attention.
I agree.
Organic, words like that. You see a lot of those boxes saying organic. Like someone was saying they found like organic animal crackers. I'm not quite sure how you can have an organic animal cracker, but it's like there's trigger words that now people as consumers are looking for. Now, the standards maybe are not quite as high as they should be on that, on how what it takes to say that, but it's a step in the right direction, I guess.
I would support meat made in plants.
I can't even
meat
take
processing
I can't
plants.
Even, okay, I was like, I can't even take you seriously.
You.
You would never
you.
Eat an Impossible Burger, Mark. You would,
it would be
that
impossible.
Would come right back up.
Oh, man.
Get more at 971talk.com.